two consumer advocates are split on Duke Energy's proposal to close the Cayuga coal plant, but Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports they both say a new $3 billion natural gas plant isn't the right thing for Duke's customers.
Duke Energy says it needs more power to serve thousands of new residential customers and new and expanding businesses in the state. While Citizens Action Coalition agrees Duke should retire its Cayuga coal plant, it would rather see it replaced with renewable sources, as well as things like customer-owned solar panels and incentives for customers who use less energy when demand is high. Here's CAC's program director, Ben Inskeep.
So there's all sorts of solutions that together can form a very reliable and affordable portfolio that could replace this coal-fired power plant in a way that's going to be both good for the environment and good for ratepayers.
But the Indiana Office of Utility Consumer Counselor says Duke should keep the Cayuga coal plant running. President Donald Trump and Governor Mike Braun have shown support for the coal industry, which could bring operating costs down. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The life of a new natural gas plant could extend past 2050, which is when the larger Duke Energy Corporation hopes to have net zero emissions.